Some of the guys were saying after the game that they felt that was as good of a game as you guys have had all kinds of work from start to finish this year. Do you feel the same way or do you see something different?
I'm not really ranking them right now. I think we have to get better in everything we do.
Did you see any progress?
Yeah, I saw a lot of progress. A lot of progress. We improved in a lot of ways. Yep.
Now, last year you had the slump late. Now, can you just perhaps look at it as maybe, I don't want to call it a slump, but the bad stretch, and now you've got it early. So instead of, is it almost reversed? You still have the same thing that you have to do on the coming back?
Well, if we flip it, you'll be able to look at it that way. That would be good. I'm hopeful that'll be the storyline at the end of the year. Maybe we had the lost games early. That'd be great. We'll see what happens. We've got to make that happen right now. So we're capable of winning all these games. I feel like we should have won them all. But I always feel that way. So we've just got to work on all the things we need to work on. We need to run the ball. We need to stop the run. We need to get turnovers. We need to not turn the ball over. We need to protect the quarterback. We need to get sacks. We need to score in the red zone. We need to continue to stop people from scoring in the red zone. We need to get big plays. We need to stop people from having big plays. So those are all the things that you're asking about that we have to do better. Now, how do you go about doing that? That's the challenge. And we feel like we've got, for the most part, the guys to do the job. I put special teams in there. We got to play better on special teams. We're going to find some guys out there that want to play special teams. Not going to have guys out there running down the field and letting the ball run outside of them. Unheard of. And we're not going to run a surprise onside kick and not know what we're doing, so we'll go to work on that. If it means changing people out, that's what we'll do. So we're going to do whatever it takes. We trade guys. We'll cut guys. We'll sign guys. We'll coach guys. We'll change schemes. It doesn't matter. We're going to find a way to get better. And that's the business we're in. We got the men for the job. I like our guys. But that's what we go to work on. We continue to go to work on, but this week's a chance to really focus on that.
You talked about when you're going to players, your colleagues, they get out Wednesday. For coaches, do they get any
supervisor? Yeah, I'm not really commenting on the schedule for the coaches because I really don't know yet. We're just going to have to see. We've got a lot of work to do. There are some guys that have some issues, some personal things they have to deal with, so they'll get a chance to do that. But we've got work to do. That was the plan, to kick it deep. It just didn't happen, yeah.
John, is it like a discipline from last year to now because of all the moves in the locker room, or is discipline the guys taking practice to the field on Sunday?
Now, you have to describe that term for me, what your definition of that is, for me to understand what you're asking.
How will they use being disciplined in the field? You're talking about special teams of guys that you're coming and stuff like that. Discipline in the whole.
No, I wouldn't look at it that way.
John, there was a report from Sports Illustrated after the game of Osemele talking about, and quote, a mention of that disc in his back and potentially needing surgery after the season. How much is that impacting his play from your perspective?
I'm not going to comment on that. He's a tough guy. He fights through a lot of different things. A lot of guys have a lot of things. There's every guy, probably most players in the league have something along those lines that way. So he fights through it. He had the same issue last year. He fought through it last year. So all the guys have things like that. And then all those things get addressed in the off season. They get addressed if they're needed to be addressed. We looked at it last year. It wasn't addressed that way. So maybe this year it will be. But I really don't know. I don't really have the answer for you. But I do respect, KO's tough, man. And all those guys are. You don't anybody in this league that plays in this league with the physical demands that this game puts on you, you have to respect, especially those guys in the trenches. So he's no different than most of the guys that way.
You said yesterday after the game that you had a message with you about being three or four, generally speaking. What's the message?
That's between me and the team.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
That's the time you just walk up.